Well, outside of China, South Korea has emerged as the country with the highest number of confirmed cases of COVID-19. More than 700 people have tested positive for the virus and 7 people there have died. President Moon Jae-in says the next few days will be crucial in trying to control the outbreak. A significant number of the cases have been linked to members of the religious sect Shinjongji, based in the south of the country, where our correspondent Bill Birtles is travelling at the moment. Bill, what measures are authorities taking there to try and control the spread of the coronavirus?
Well, Linda, the government has now raised the alert to the highest level, so it has the power to stop transportation in and out of the key outbreak area in the south of South Korea. It has the power now to stop flights going in and out. But at the moment, the roads are still open. In fact, we're on the highway at the moment heading to that outbreak area. And flights, for example, from China are still coming in. We got off a flight from China last night. A lot of quarantine measures at the airport. But it feels to me this morning in Seoul as well that although everyone or nearly everyone is wearing a mask, it is still far more relaxed here than it was in China during those initial weeks of the outbreak.
Are the confirmed cases in South Korea linked to people coming into the country from China?
This is the big question, because if you went back to mid last week, there were only a couple of dozen cases. And the woman who is suspected of being a super spreader, the woman who's being nicknamed by some online people as Public Harm Auntie, it's a bit of a weird translation, but they're basically blaming her for going to multiple church services, dining with friends and spreading the infection to dozens and dozens. The authorities can't find a link for where she got infected in the first place. She hadn't travelled to China. And so this is why there's so much concern about these clusters in not just in South Korea, but also in a few other parts of the world, where they can't draw a clear link back to China.
You mentioned Public Harm Auntie there, that religious sect that she's part of. Tell us who they are and why there's a cluster of cases among the members there.
Yes, yeah, so this religious sect is very much on the fringe here in South Korea. It is run by a bloke who believes he's the second coming of Jesus, and many of the members secretly worship. They feel that there's so much stigma attached that some of them reportedly don't even tell their family members. So what I'm hearing here on the ground is that the anger towards the woman who was alleged to be the super spreader and towards the religious sect in general, part of that is fueled by long-standing suspicion of this religious grouping and these people. One of the key concerns for authorities is because of the somewhat secretive nature of this church, it's been more difficult for them to track down other followers who may have been exposed to the virus. But a spokesman for that church says that they are cooperating with authorities. They are not holding group prayer sessions, which have been criticised because of the close-knit nature where followers all kneel together. So at the moment, the message from them at least is, look, we're trying our best to cooperate. Please don't stigmatise us anymore.
Our correspondent Bill Birtles in South Korea.